The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes. To another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you think this story happened? Do you have doubts about this story happening? The centurion, I have no doubt, because there was a Jesus in history, and the accounts we read today were people's experiences. The gospel were the experiences of those who were following him. Now, what about this story? The centurion was famous, wealthy. He could have afforded any medical bill that would be given to him. Yet, he went to Jesus. Could it be that the medical institutions then could not cure him? I don't know. But the second thing I was wondering about was that he did this for a servant. Look at him high up there. His position, his wealth, his fame. Yet he goes begging for this servant to be cured. What humility. What an act of great faith, which Jesus recognized. This man had the simplicity to come ask for healing for his servant. And Jesus says, "I tell you, on the last day, many will recline with Abraham," because Abraham is our father in faith. So do I have faith in Jesus? He had faith in Jesus. He could have spent the money in the hospital, but he said, "No, Jesus will do this for me." And he came to him. On the other hand, or in addition, consider the kindness with which Jesus responded. He did not say, "You are disturbing me." Me molestes, no. He did not say, "Okay, let me think about it." He gave it to him. This is the God we serve. He knows our needs. Is my faith as strong as that of the centurion? May the Lord continue to increase our faith in him and give us more understanding and more enlightenment as we daily follow him. Amen.